Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found. And of course, taped live at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Today's episode, we got more on Vince's NXT TakeOver. We've got some info on WWE Japan and its future, and some notes from Tony Khan's All Out Media call. Before we get started, though, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching us on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this in the audio realm, do us a favor. Leave us a rating, review, or a comment. It really does help grow Going In Raw. We'd very much appreciate it. And of course, a quick reminder, today at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing The Numbers Don't Lie. You can get that exclusively. We're taking a look at The Rock today. Dwayne Johnson is going to be going under the microscope. We're going to be doing the Going In Raw math on The Rock today. Patreon.com/Steven Larson. Another great way to support Going In Raw. And then, of course, this weekend, All Out. We're going to be doing our live reactions to that on the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. So join us there for that. Let's hop right into it, though, Larson. What's going on with, what's the latest on this whole Vince McMahon is absorbing NXT into his routine of stuff that he does?
Yeah. So we talked about it yesterday a little bit on our NXT recap extensively before our AEW recap yesterday. Essentially, from Wrestling Observer, they reported that NXT starting on September 14th is going to be produced by Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard. As Meltzer put it, they'll be overseeing promotion, production, making kind of like the large macro decisions, but not so much the day-to-day stuff.
Right.
So WrestleVotes followed up on those reports, and this is what they had to say. Quote, after talking to sources regarding NXT, the day-to-day operation isn't changing that drastically, still very much in the hands of Triple H, HBK, Regal, Bloom, etc. However, the look of the weekly TV product will have a Vince and company stamp on it. I expect it to be subtle to start then. And meanwhile, Meltzer had more, claiming that he's heard that there could be some more releases from NXT. These transcripts are from Russell Talk. Quote, I certainly heard names on the chopping block. You don't know until it happens, but I've definitely heard names. A lot of the guys who've been there for a long time are kind of, those are the names that could, that have been talked about.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to speculate on who that would be, because I don't like speculating on people losing their jobs.
Same.
But you know, just the sad reality of it is whenever they do something like this, a rebrand, I mean, WWE has been stocking up on talent for a long time, and we had heard that there was possibility for more releases. So, you know, fortunately there do seem to be a lot more places for people to work these days. Mm-hmm. Still, I can't think of anybody in NXT who WWE shouldn't be able to find some work for under their vast umbrella. So that would be a bummer if some of the more, you know, if anybody was released, it'd be a bummer. Certainly if it's some of the names that we've grown to really appreciate there in NXT. As far as what WrestleVotes is talking about, it's entirely possible that what they're saying and their sources are saying, you know, is in line with the other stuff that we've heard as well. We don't know the exact nature of the collaborative nature of what's happening in NXT. Obviously, there's going to be some changes. You and I have both speculated that maybe if the problem was people were coming up from NXT to main roster, and you know, Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard would have to tinker with that, much to the chagrin of the fans of NXT, that maybe they wanted something else and they wanted to say, hey, we need more of a through line, more continuity. This is what we want. Mm-hmm. So enact that. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like if NXT, I'm interested to see what the change is. I'm interested in see what the change is. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's all just a wait and see thing.
It really is. I mean, you know? I would imagine in about 12 days' time, when the show NXT goes back to being live. I assume that's when we're getting the revamped version, at least in terms of the presentation of it. Mm-hmm. We'll get an idea. I mean, I think we already got a little bit of an idea of kind of, I think, the direction in terms of the in-ring product is going to be just this past week when we saw a lot of these matches where we see up-and-coming newer talent versus veteran talent. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. They're going to start bringing in some new names that we may not have seen TV either much or at all, start working them into storylines. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, who knows what's going to happen after that. You know, we've speculated or talked about in the past, you know, if NXT is going to be this certain thing, what that means for people who have been around for a while.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to, again, speculate on anybody losing the job because we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, it depends on how far Vince and Bruce are willing to push their particular vision of NXT and whether it's an all or nothing proposition from their standpoint. Like, I'd be shocked if they didn't keep some names obviously around. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to keep everybody at NXT because the roster's talented.
Mm, yeah, sure.
But if Bruce and Vince have a very particular idea of what they want NXT to be, nonetheless, there are some people in NXT now who may not fit that vision. You think they'd want to keep around for another reason. They could help the transition from what it is to what they want it to be and help some of these newer wrestlers along, you know?
I can't think of anybody they wouldn't want, you know, behind the scenes helping them out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that all sort of lines up with a number of factors. But yeah, it'll be, I guess the really interesting thing is going to be, what is NXT going to look like September 14th? And when is it going to look like September 14th of 2022? You know, it's like, how much is the Vince and Bruce, how much is it going to be the Vince and Bruce show day one versus a year from now? Are they just going to keep on sort of gobbling them up to the point where, you know, HBK, Triple H, Regal, Bloom, they're not going to be as featured behind the scenes. It's all, you know, yet to be decided and yet to be figured out. There are, look, as we've known, as many people have admitted over the decades, power struggles happen behind the scenes all the time. And it is one of the more fascinating aspects of you know, covering WWE stuff. It's very interesting when this stuff plays out. So it'll, you know, similarly be interesting to see how it works out over the first year of the new NXT.
Definitely.
So this is kind of interesting about WWE Japan. According to Game Biz, WWE Japan has shut its doors. What is Game Biz? I apologize.
It's a website from Japan.
Ah, okay. So this translation from this website comes from our friendos over at WrestleTalk. It says this, it turns out that WWE Japan has been dissolved. Yesterday, all employees agreed, meaning investors agreed. Again, this is a translation. It was revealed in the public notice of dissolution published in the government bulletin dated today. It is a Japanese corporation established by the American Professional Wrestling Organization, WWE. It was running the Japan tournament, but the WWE Live Japan schedule for July 2nd to 4th this year was canceled. Okay.
So I clicked on the link to the story from WrestleTalk, and you just do the Google Translate, and that's what pops up. So
okay, that
Google,
makes sense.
It's a Google Translate translation.
Ah.
You know, as we've seen in the past, some of the subtleties
are lost. Yeah, sure.
And are lost in translation sometimes. So, you know, whether this accurately describes what's going on.
This could just be like, you know, they're not going to tour over there and had scheduled a tour over there, and that's not going to happen now due to obvious issues going on in the world right now.
Yep.
Or it could mean something as drastic as they had planned an NXT Japan and now they're not. They're not doing some business in Japan. Maybe they'll do other business in Japan. Speaking of doing business, All Out's going to be doing a lot of business this coming weekend. And we had a listen in on the Tony Khan All Out media call.
Yeah.
And Larson, did you ask any questions on this media call?
I did. I listened. I did not speak.
Uh-huh.
I just listened.
Okay. Next time we got to ask a question. Hey, this is Steve from Going in Raw.
Sure.
Yes, Steve, go ahead. Thank you, Tony. Can I call you TK?
He seems pretty laid back, so I wouldn't be surprised if he'd be cool with that.
Okay. My question is this.
Maybe. I don't know.
My question is this.
You got to have the question ready. Come on. Well, think about your question. We'll get
Big
back
show,
to
Big show, yay or nay? What a terrible question.
Awful question.
Anyways,
awful
what did he
question.
Talk there about was, on this media?
There were some solid questions. One of the more interesting ones is he asked about dark and elevation being shot. I think there's reports earlier about some AEW content, not Dynamite and Rampage, obviously, being shot at Universal Studios in Orlando. Talked about that. He said his inspiration for doing that in a studio setting was WCW Worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
And he says the shooting schedule will be Elevation, will continue to be shot prior to Dynamite.
Okay.
And when he can shoot Dark prior to Rampage, when Rampage is live, he will. But obviously on days when they're doing Elevation, Dynamite, Rampage all the same day, there's only so many hours he can't do Dark. Those are the weeks where Dark will be shot at Universal Studios. Okay. So not every episode of Dark will be from Universal Studios. You know, that's kind of be, you know, if it's not shot on location, whatever venue they're at, then it'll be at Universal Studios. So he clarified that. Talks about, or he's asked about bringing in some trios titles. Says he's into it. Says there's a lot going on right now, but as the company grows, he's thought about other championships he wants to bring in, including a trios title. Mm-hmm. He's asked whether AEW is ahead of his projections when he started the company. He said, obviously, yes. They got a TV extension 4 months after their debut. Company's hitting all-time high on ratings. Things have fallen into place faster than he expected. He was really clear to point out that there's a general uptick in wrestling, and that's good for wrestlers. It's good for wrestling companies. It's also good for wrestling media.
Yeah, it's us.
Because if there's more interest in wrestling, it benefits everybody.
Yeah.
He's asked about doing shows internationally and out here on the West Coast. He says they're looking into it for next year. He's hoping that Double or Nothing will return to Vegas in 2022 and then some shows out in the West Coast following that. And he's asked about working with CM Punk. He puts over Punk huge, says he's got a great mind. He's a fun, cool guy.
Interesting.
And he kind of segues from that about how Punk has a great wrestling mind. So he's brought a bunch of ideas to the table. Great person to collaborate with. But then he talks about how no one at AEW has outright creative control.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he goes on and says, I don't know how WCW dealt with that situation. And he says, but he doesn't want to put people in bad situations or have people do stuff that doesn't make sense or isn't logical for them. And so while no one has creative control, he's always open to have a conversation with people if they have any objections, have any ideas with, you know, the creative he may have for them.
Mm-hmm. So you just have to go, if you're a wrestler, you just go sit outside his door for 3 hours and hopefully he's eating some good steak. Is that?
Well, the way he puts it is in the lead up, because he talked about that here too. In the lead up to when Dynamite goes live, it sounds like he's going out and producing, mm-hmm. you know, like the pre-tape stuff mm-hmm. before the show goes live. He talked about this within the context of Dark and why he can't always sit, you know, like at production during Dark because he's doing all the pre-tapes for Dynamite. So it sounds like he's not holed up in his office all day.
Yeah.
Doing this and that. He's out there doing the things like Vince used to do. We used to see Vince do these things, you know, like in the 90s.
He directs
stuff. He was the one producing the pre-tapes.
Yeah.
So he's doing that stuff.
He'd have to direct the Warrior apologies.
Yes. Yes.
To families.
And so he seems more approachable in that sense.
Mm-hmm,
he was talking about sitting next to CM Punk in the production truck, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Putting stuff together for the show. So
that's cool. Yeah. Seems like a much different working environment behind the scenes than WWE. And, you know, as long as the guy is still inspired, boy, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know if I can handle that, you know?
He says it's like a 24/7 job for him.
So many decisions to make.
I know.
Hey, what do you want this to happen? I don't know. Figure it out. That's what my line would be. I don't know. Figure it out.
Go talk to Cody. No.
Go talk to Cody. There you go. Cody's doing his dumb show? Okay. Anyways, well, that's awesome. That's great. I'm looking forward to All Out. NXT UK went down. We watched it today with all the friendos here on the mm-hmm. twitch.tv/Steven Larson every Thursday at noon Pacific 3 Eastern. We do that. It's a lot of fun. Tonight, of course, on Twitch, we'll be in the Smash Zone watching a bunch of random stuff. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
But NXT UK kicked off with what we thought was going to be Blair Davenport versus Nina Samuels. But before the match happened, Blair Davenport just sort of shoved Nina Samuels off the top turnbuckle when she was doing her posing. And Blair's about to hit her Kamigoya. The ref stops everything mm-hmm. and Sid Scala comes out, and then he eats a Kamigoye and a Falcon Arrow. Later on, we see him in the trainer's room getting fitted for a neck brace. Shouldn't be friggin' sticking his nose in other people's business, that Sid Scala.
Nope, nope. Then we got a Ginny Valkyrie recap from their match last week, and then Ginny had a little bit of a promo after that. Then we had a Symbiosis promo.
Love Eddie Dennis, your favorite wrestler right now in wrestling.
Not so much. And so they have a six-man tag match. It's them, the three of them, against Saxton Huxley and two partners of his choosing. We would find out who those partners were later on.
But before that, we had Andy Wilde and Dan Maloney versus Jack Starrs and Dave Mastiff. Mastiff picked up the win for his team here with a cannonball on Maloney. We had a pretty funny, pretty deadly TikTok promo thing where Gallus interrupted and dumped Lewis
Howley
into the drink. They were next to like a little canal, and he dumped him into that, and it was a pretty funny bit. We had Amel versus Amelia McKenzie. Amel dominated a lot of this match, but Amelia McKenzie was able to get that roll up. She is, of course, the protege of Mako Satomura.
Yes.
I'm really interested to see that story because I think Millie's going to be the one to take that title off Mako Satomura.
That could be interesting. That could be interesting. Steve mentioned this earlier. Sid Scala getting checked out by doctors. He had a neck
Slimy
brace.
Slimy Sid.
Yeah. And then Oliver Carter and Ashton Smith walk into a locker room while Saxton Huxley is destroying it.
Yes.
And a partnership is forged. They're going to be the team that takes on Symbiosis.
Correct. They did not call the Bobbies on him. Sam Gradwell and Wolfgang are going to meet up in the Heritage Cup Rules Contender Tournament thing. They had a promo this week where Wolfgang was like, man, I've been aching to get another shot at Sam Gradwell after he opened me up last time. I think Wolfgang's going to get his opportunity, and he's going to win this match next week.
Seems like it. Seems like it.
That should be good. And then we had our main event, which was Nathan Frazier versus Tio Man. Tio Man got the first fall after a sliding forearm in round two. Goes up 1-0. Frazier hits a power slam. It was a cool power slam roll-up.
Yeah, like it was like a roll-up with authority or like a really aggressive roll-up.
Yeah. In round four, tied at 1-1. After, in round three, he came 2 seconds away from getting a fall, but time ran out. And then the finish saw Frazier missing a Phoenix Splash and Tailman hitting this ridiculous flipping reverse DDT type move for the win.
Before.
This was a sick looking finishing move.
Yeah, it was.
Holy
it was
moly. Awesome. So Tailman advances. He takes on the winner of Wolfgang, Sam Gradwell.
Yes. We got an Impact tonight. We're going to be doing Smash Zone, so we won't be watching it, but we'll... Here's what to expect from the
I'll check
the
it out. Tonight. I'll watch it tonight. If we're on tomorrow, do we do a news brief? No, we don't do anything until GTA and then Smack. So if there's any big news, we might do a news brief tomorrow.
Yeah. Totally.
But no, I've been checking out. I've been keeping tabs on Impact.
Gotcha. So Ace Austin taking on Tommy Dreamer. I think if Tommy Dreamer wins this, then he gets the title opportunity against Christian Cage.
Yeah, that is correct.
Victory Road. Yeah,
that is correct. Josh Alexander, who, by the way, congrats to Josh Alexander. He is now a full-time professional wrestler. He got to leave his day job and live the dream. So that's awesome for him. He announced that on the Twitter.
Yes. Saw that, yeah.
And then
he's got an open challenge, yeah.
He's got an open challenge. It should be good, whatever it is. He's a great wrestler.
The Influence will be taking on Taylor Wilde, Jordan Grace, and Rachel Ellering.
Rohit Raju and Shara are taking on Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green.
Ah.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Then The Decay will be taking on Fall Abah and No Way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how do you like that Matt Cardona, what he's doing with the GCW title? He put
cool.
Velcro on it. They
it's
made it a neat. Spinner title.
I think that's pretty great.
It's beautiful. I can't wait. September 17th, you're going to be in the Los Angeles area. I'm going to that GCW show. I don't know if he's going to be there. I have no idea what matches are announced besides Suzuki versus Jonathan Gresham.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, that's going to be a great match. But
it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'll be there. It should be fun.
Yes.
Anyways, a couple of announcements here. Matt Chat for our $20 and up patrons is going away, but in its place, we will be airing your video questions here on our normal show.
Yeah, on Thursday show, yeah.
So maybe some on the Monday show and then on the Thursday show to sort of beef it out a little bit. So, instead of just getting your questions in once a month, we'll be soliciting questions from our $20 and up patrons at patreon.com/Stephen Larson.
Yep, on a weekly basis.
On a weekly basis. So that should be cool. And then some horribly sad news in the world of wrestling. Daphne Unger passed away last night. There was some pretty tragic circumstances. It appears that she took her own life, and it's really, it's an absolute tragedy. And so, you know, our hearts go out to, mm-hmm. to her, her family, her friends, very influential in the world of wrestling. And yeah, this is really, really sad stuff.
It is really sad.
So, you know, mental health is a real thing. And it can be, if you're suffering, if you're alone, please find some help.
Yep.
There are numbers out there you can call. There are groups you can join. You know, this kind of thing doesn't have to happen. So, you know, our hearts go out to her family.
Yeah, indeed.
Anyways, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.